I remember in the weeks prior to covering the Democratic and Republican national conventions, you know, I grew up on watching a black and white TV of a presidential nomination convention coverage, and I always wanted to do that. And then when it was on my horizon, even at 40, I was a little nervous about it. And so I had occasion to talk to Curtis prior to making those trips, and he told me that other than the pace and the scope of it, that it wasn't unlike covering a small town city council meeting, that he basically dealt with the same personalities. And he said the most interesting thing about the conventions to him was not the planned events, but the unexpected developments that could and usually do happen. And so I, armed with that advice from him, I did it and enjoyed it immensely. And of course, I had an opportunity in Boston to interview Senator Barack Obama, who would go on stage the next night and suddenly become a contender in not that presidential campaign, but the next one. And then in New York, I ended up one row behind Michael Moore when he kind of snuck on to press row covering that convention, and John McCain was delivering the address that night. And of course, what Curtis told me about those unexpected moments and the sort of things you didn't expect, that ended up being true, and it put me at ease to do that. So, and Curtis has always been very generous with his advice and counsel. He doesn't offer it unless he's asked, but I've always appreciated that in him.